Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys have listened to the previous two podcasts that I was able to do. It's on the law of creation. This is the third segment. So if you're just starting now, I'd go back and listen to those first. If you're following along, then this will make a lot of sense. So in the last two, we covered kind of the steps of and the flow of it, and then we kind of broke it down. Now, in what I'm going to share, I just want to go over some examples that you can use this law for. So I wrote down a few examples that you could start doing this with, and I'm going to go in detail on one example that I done myself. So for example, if you have a website, then that would be something that you can use this for. Give it instructions if you want more people to come to your website, or if you have a funnel that's not working like you'd like it to, then you need to do this process. Also, if you have clients, you can give specific instructions to your ideal clients and set it up as a specific creation. You're creating your ideal clients. A sales team, future clients, a book, webinars. If you run webinars, how would you like them to work? How would you like them to, how much revenue would you like to bring in? How many people would you like to have on your email list? Marketing strategies, stage appearances, joint ventures that you do, being consistent in results. If you're not getting consistency, you need to have a conversation with your subconscious, and you need to basically give your subconscious orders and commands and saying, look, subconscious, and tap into the universe and state, this is what I want to have happen. I want consistent results, not just what I want, but I command you to go do this. You are to get consistent results in this, and specifically speak to it. Also, your body. If your body's not shaped like you would like it to be, or if you have excess weight, or you just lack energy inside, give your body instructions. Tell it how it needs to react. If you're having health problems, you need to communicate to your body and go through this process to where you can tell it exactly how you want it to work. Now, you can also do it with your vision board, things on your vision board, your mindset, other family members, spiritually. You don't do it actually right to them. I tell you to go do this. No, you do it outside as you're creating. And then also your company. You can tell the whole arcing thing of your company. So there are unlimited things that you could do this with. Your home. How you want your house, if it's messy all the time, you need to give your house instructions and set those rules and regulations up, okay? So lots of cool things you could do. I hope your brain's thinking about ways that you can use this law of creation. Sleeping habits, you name it, anything that you desire, whatever it is, you can do this process. So I want you to pick a few, pick one, two, three, or all of them that you want to start creating more results in your life. And I'm going to share just a real quick kind of a deeper part to this. So as you're creating, you have to trust yourself, and you have to know and acknowledge that your higher power has a hand in things. So when I'm doing this, I actually have a prayer for those of you who are spiritual. For those of you who aren't, you can just verbalize some words if that fits with you. But basically what I do is I have a little prayer beforehand. And I state, and I lay out, and before I even have the prayer, I first have the prayer. And I state, okay, help me be in tune to thy will. Help me be able to know what it is that thou would have me do and create as a creator, so that I can become my best self. And I have this intention in this prayer so that as I go into this creation, I know that I'm guided. And because if I know that it's according to my higher power's will, and I know it's a good thing, then I know that nothing will stop the creation from moving forward other than my lack of organization. And so that's a huge thing, and it's really powerful. So then I go in and I start to break it up, and I say, okay, what's the name of this thing? Okay, so then whatever it is I'm working on. So let's say it's my 4-day event, Impact to Income Live. which is an event that we do, and we do it every quarter. And it's one of the most powerful events that I've been through. I've been to a lot of different events. We just, lots of hands-on practice. People make money at the event. They make relationships. They grow their company. So it's a phenomenal event. And my goal is to scale this. I feel like I would like to have an ideal 50 to 100 people there every time consistently. And I've been getting an average of about 20 to 30, okay? And so I know that I have not given the instructions clearly. So I just did this the other day. And so I wrote it down and I said, okay, name, Impact Income Live Event. Then I go and organize, great. So it's a four-day event to empower others to live their mission, share and teach on stories, selling, creating, becoming global leaders. And then facilitating life through freedom around communication with clients. And so then, you know, you can go into more detail on that. I have a whole outline of my course and it's all organized. And then the next piece, though, I wrote down, and it's order, meaning what are the things that I want it to do? And I give it specific instructions. So I'll just read it so that you guys can get an example of this. So I would state the name Impact Income Live. I command and say unto you to have over 50 people attend regularly and consistently, to have always a minimum of 25 new people, to be easy to share with others, to be desired worldwide, to influence and transform the lives of millions because of your teachings, love, and passion, to be a gateway for people to hear the powerful messages and truth, to inspire those attending to enroll into higher programs, to average a minimum of $10,000 a head, to have all who sign up for packages follow through and keep their word, to be marketed simply and effectively online and off, to bring light and joy to the masses, to be fun and a place to connect others to fill their needs, to build the economy as well as have freedom in all areas of those who attend of their lives, to be duplicatable and facilitated around the world, to be sold out and have waiting lists, to be the most powerful transformational event in your industry and promoted by hundreds of clients, joint venture partners, and sales team members, that you are a safe haven for the troubled soul and seeker, that you will attract those ready to change and master themselves, that you will be a beacon of hope and inspiration. And that's the order. And to solidify it, as I'm having this spiritual experience, I will then just ask energetically if it accepts that order, if it's in accordance to the will of my higher power, of the universe. And I will get that acknowledgement. I'll get that feeling of, yes, this is good. This is something to do. And that gives me the courage and the confidence to say, okay, great. Now it's my time to prepare and make it and create it that way. So then in the prepare section, then I'd write out quality marketing, testimonials, break down all forms of promotions, polish event details and experiences, have a place for over 50 people to attend consistently, have high quality materials consistently updated, and then continue to do, you know, and then break down all those. And this could be a very lengthy process. So as you're creating these, I encourage you to take one thing at a time and go do it. So for example, even with your health, break it down and state and tell your body what you would like. How would you like to wake up? What kind of energy you would like to have? What kind of mindset? How fast do you implement and learn? And do this for all things in your life. If you do this, it's going to be a project, but it'll be one of the best things you could do, because it will center yourself, center your life, and help you create the things that you desire. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing what you guys create. Be sure and rate the show, and if you need any help, be sure and go to thefreedomcatalyst.com and sign up for a strategy session or get plugged into our stuff so that we can serve you and help you on your journey to create. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.